after a contentious recall vote yesterday, three embattled Haines Assembly members will continue to serve out their terms. Nearly 60% of Haines voters rejected the allegations of official misconduct. As Haines residents filtered into the Alaska Native Brotherhood Hall to vote Tuesday, many said they did not want to share their thoughts about the recall on the record.
I appreciate that, but not really.
But among those who did, some common themes emerged.
You know, I think the recall thing is kind of stupid today, but I'm here. So,
Desra Burks said the recall grounds just aren't serious enough to kick anyone out of office.
Yeah, it just seems like a bunch of he said, she said nitpicky stuff going on to me right now.
Burks is one of many who thinks the allegations do not pass muster. The recall effort goes back 4 months. Recall leaders claimed Assembly members Tom Morfitt, Tresham Gregg, and Heather Lendy abused their power by violating the Open Meetings Act and coercing a subordinate borough employee. The open meetings charge stems from an email one Assembly member sent to another asking for support on an upcoming vote. The coercion charge comes from when Morfitt and Lendy advocated for the local police blotter to be made public. Recall leaders said that amounted to coercing the police chief for personal gain, since each had a stake in the newspaper which publishes the blotter.
I think that they're guilty.
That's Laura McCoy. She voted yes to recall all three.
It has to do with the way that they are doing business, and it's not right. Not right at all. They're doing business when it's not assembly time and making their own decisions, and then they come in there with a preconceived notion of this is what we're going
to
do.
In the final weeks leading up to the election, a recall leader took out advertisements and distributed mailers criticizing the assembly members for a slew of reasons that weren't actually part of what voters saw on the ballot. In the end, many residents thought the accusations didn't fit the bill. Here's voter Mary Jean Siebens.
They don't seem substantial enough to cause this much expense and time in a time when the borough is struggling financially. It seems ridiculous.
Along with Siebens, about 60% of Haines voters said no to the recall, according to initial results. For those on the assembly, it's a relief. Here's Heather Lendy.
It's nice to know that the community of Haines hasn't gone to the dark side, you know, in what are really openly troubled times. And it's nice to know that we still believe in democracy and the process and each other. I do think that we've sent a message that treating our elected officials the way we've been treated isn't tolerable.
Tom Morfitt says the local acrimony mirrors a national divide. He also referred to a recent Alaska recall attempt in Homer.
And we've become more isolated and divided nationally. And I think we're just that is reflected locally.
Recall leader Don Turner Jr. has repeatedly refused to speak on tape with KHNS, but he did provide a short statement after the election results. Turner writes that he is disappointed and he hopes the assembly hears the 40% of voters who favored the recall. Recall target Tresham Gregg says this outcome encourages him to try harder to make the changes he wants to see in Haines.
Maybe now we've been given a second green light, and so we should actually step forward and try to put our best dreams and goals and visions into the forefront.
The three recall survivors will be joined by three newly elected assembly members this fall. Haines residents have until August 21st to declare candidacy. Morfitt says he's worried the recall will scare people away from running.
I talked to a friend of mine who has previously run for office, and he said, I'm done. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of the whole thing. That doesn't help us, that attitude. And as distasteful or as uncomfortable as the recall has been, we have to redouble our efforts to put faith in each other and in our community, that and to get past it.
There is some evidence that Haynes will be able to move on. Recall sponsor Turner released a joint statement with Margaret Friednauer, who helped lead an anti-recall group. The statement says, quote, "We may not agree, but we still respect each other and our opinions. We hope all of us can do the same as we move on." In Haynes, I'm Emily Files.